Again, it will not be displayed. I know a number of you have also joined in even this past week to memorize this as we go through Psalm 34 for a series of communion meditations. So some of you have memorized this or are memorizing this. And so I will ask you to rise. We're going to recite excuse me, verses 1 through 5. So we're going to recite verses 1 through 5, either as you're reading or as you have it in your heart. This is the inspired introduction, first of all. A psalm of David when he pretended madness before Abimelech, who drove him away, and he departed. Verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought the Lord, and he heard me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. Amen. Please be seated. Well, last week we saw that when we seek the Lord, David said, I sought the Lord and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. So when we seek the Lord, and we can do that, we should do it often, of course, all the time. When we seek the Lord and when we cry out to him, he hears our cry, praise God, and he delivers us from our fears. And now in verse 5, we see the result of this deliverance. The result is those who were delivered, those who were humbled, those who heard the boasting of people who loved the Lord and they were gladdened, all of those people, it said, they looked to him and were radiant and their faces were not ashamed. So radiant, if you look it up in the dictionary, radiant means enlightened, glowing, emitting light, those kind of things, beaming. So those struggling in a dark time, those who are really having a hard time, then can lift up their eyes to the God of light, and their spirits will be lifted up. They will be blessed. They will be encouraged. They'll be pointed to the Lord again. It is possible to reflect the light of the Lord in our countenance. As the moon, as Phil shared a number of times, as the moon reflects the light of the sun. In Acts chapter 6, you know, where Stephen, this is before he was murdered, this was said of him, and all who sat in the council looking steadfastly at him saw his face as the face of an angel. Well, that's amazing. Saw his face as the face of an angel. They could outwardly see that he was different, that he was outwardly connected to the living God. He is communing with the living God. And then in Acts 7, it says, but he, Stephen, being full of the Holy Spirit, gazed into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing at the right hand of God and said, look, I see the heavens opened and the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God. So for that, they got very angry. But his countenance was due to his delight in seeing the living God, in seeing the Lord. And ours, dear family, more and more should also be. In Exodus 34, you know, Moses came down and his face was radiant and he came down after communing with God. And, you know, now on the contrary, to have your face ashamed or downcast, it means you're downcast, you're not radiant, and you basically have a fallen countenance. Sometimes it's referred to that way. So people who turn to the Lord and seek him during times of fear and times of distress, they will know his deliverance. This is promised here and in many other places of Scripture. They will know his deliverance from fear, and they will be radiant then. They can be joyful in really tough situations because by the prayer of faith, they have gone to their deliverer. Psalm 42 says this, King David, he went down and up emotionally, but he said to himself, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, the help of my countenance and my God. So his countenance changed as he prayed. So our God is our hope when we are cast down. His presence or his nearness is our light and is the help of our countenance. It takes an incredible amount of light, I would assume, of energy if we are attempting to be radiant without the light coming from him, coming from within our hearts. So being lit up, as it were, on the inside from the heart by beholding him and by beholding his glory through his word and by the filling of his spirit. That makes us radiate the Savior. We all do that, maybe in various degrees. And we do it in his power, though, not ours. And we do it for his glory, not ours. Sometimes we may not be as bright as other times, maybe, or as other people, but radiating nonetheless by him and for him. 2 Corinthians 3, the Apostle Paul said, "But we all, with unveiled face," not like Moses, "with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." So, we behold the Lord God because he's called us to do so and given us grace to do so. And this is all through our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we can reflect his glory, his light. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 6 says, "For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness." In other words, God who created the lights, God who created the sun, the moon, and the stars. "It is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness," our Creator, "who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." It's in his face that we see in Coramdale. And we can glorify God because he has shown his light in our hearts in the face of our Lord Jesus, because we have been with him and we have sought him and we have experienced his deliverance. The Lord Jesus commanded us this in Matthew 5:16. Many of you know this. "Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." This is what we pray for those who are going to Johnny and Friends, that they would indeed be this. They would indeed not put it under bushel. It reminded me of, you know, is a few years ago in Sunday school, we were saying, you know, "Let this little light of mine, you know, I'm going to let it shine." And then somebody says, "Put it under a bushel," and everybody screams, "No!" You know, like that. That's maybe the way, the attitude we should have. And so may we do so, dear family, more and more, and point others to the light, to Jesus. Now, there are many around us, I'm sure, if we are observant, there are many around us whose basically their faces are downcast. They are going through very hard times. They're darkened because they do not know the Lord Jesus. Psalm 89, verse 15. "Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. They walk, O Lord, in the light of your countenance." Those people who walk in the light of his countenance, they are greatly blessed. We've been singing about blessings all throughout this service. And praise God that we can walk, that we can live in the light of his countenance and radiate that light. In the blessing of Aaron, which we often share at the end of the service, in the benediction, we say, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." And then you will go forth and radiate that peace. So as children of God, children of the light, we often say, let's look to him this morning. And let's grow in radiance by walking in the light of his countenance as we draw near to him, as we come to his table, and remember his great love for us through his sacrifice for us. Let's pray. O Lord our God, we indeed praise you that we can look to you and that we can be radiant and that you are the one who lifts us up then and shines through us to all around us. Oh Lord, we pray that we would radiate more and more as we look to you, to everyone around us, that your name would be exalted in us. And we ask this in the name of the light of the world, our Savior and our King, our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.